This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
What up, man? You already know what it is, man. BBW, that's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Back in the building, man. I got the homie, Angry Principal.
What's up?
Got my man, Bo, holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy, Q Lewis, holding it down, live from the 48205, man. Look, we fucking around with some whiskeys, bourbons, and scotches, and all kind of shit, man. We loving it. But this some new shit right here, though. Walcock, I never heard of it, right? So, Bo came across this, got a small little story to go with it. So, Bo, let us know how you came across the Wolcott.
Yeah, Wolcott. I ain't never heard of it either. And I was at Total Wine and shit. And this old-ass white dude was standing next to me. You know, he's probably like 75, 80, some shit like that. And he looked at me and goes, look like you looking for something. You know, I was like, yeah, I'm looking for some Buffalo Trace, you know. Because I couldn't find it nowhere where I live at. And he goes, well, you know, Wolcott's pretty good. You know, decent price points, like $31, $32, something like that. And he goes, it's very similar to Buffalo Trace. He goes, believe me, I trust you will like it, you know. And he goes, and it's made by Sazerac, which is the same company that owns, you know, Buffalo Trace and Eagle Rare and Blanton's and all those folks, right? So I was like, hey, $31.
Man.
If I don't like it, you know, it's something I can pull out when people come over and shit. They
can have that. You know how we do. Man, yeah. Yeah, have some of that.
It's for the guests.
Yeah, there you go.
Sitting next to the Evan Williams.
Right? Yeah.
But I fuck with Evan Williams. I fuck with that. Anybody that know me know that I fuck with Evan Williams.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the story.
All right, for sure. All right, so we're going to see what's to it. Shout out to the
90 proof. 90 proof, I think. Yeah.
90 proof.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 90 is good. It's not 80, so we good there. Shout out to the 80-year-old white man and shit. Hopefully he ain't doing no racist shit back in his day. But
Hopefully not. He seemed like he was straight though, man. He had a he had a hoodie on and shit, but it said I forget the name of it, but it's a dispensary in Ipsy and shit.
Oh.
So I mean,
oh, he a stoner. Yeah, we good. Yeah, we good. Yeah, he good. Right. Yeah, he good.
All right, pause for the court.
Okay. All of this shit is better than the scotch 2 weeks ago.
It's
not
real
scotch, but what was it?
Yeah, it's a real court, though.
Oh, it's a real court.
Oh, the ride.
The ride.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that shit was terrible. Let's see what's to it, dog. My man say this is going to be a good representation of Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
Looking a little light skinned, but
it's kind of light skinned.
Yeah, looking a little light skinned. We're going to see, though.
I'll be nervous about new shit. Mm-hmm.
The legs ain't really talking about shit. It ain't really oily. I like not oily shit. I like the shit that leave a stain in the bottom of the glass and shit.
What y'all get on the nose?
Not Buffalo Trace.
I don't get Buffalo.
Not Buffalo Trace.
I smell oranges.
Something citrus. Yeah, something citrus.
Citrusy, maybe some vanilla, some caramel.
A little bit of alcohol burn on it.
Yeah, it's alcohol.
So I just dip my nose too deep into the cup, one or the other.
Nah, it's definitely some. It's definitely some alcohol on top of that motherfucker.
It's not Buffalo Trace.
That orange is definitely there.
Citrus is there for sure.
Orange or tangerine is burning the bottom of my tongue.
But it's not Buffalo Trace.
It's not Buffalo Trace. It's not enough caramel in it or cocoa for Buffalo Trace. It's not bad, though.
It's got a little char on it.
It's got a little char.
Back in. It's not bad.
It's powerful on the front. It disappears on the back.
It's not bad. I think it's a poor example of Buffalo Trace. I would have never said this. Like, if you ain't got the Buffalo Trace, give me this.
No.
But
honestly, I'm not really a fan. Tell you the truth.
I'm getting a lot of the caramel now.
Yeah.
Second sip.
You can smell the caramel off the top.
It's okay.
Citrus fruit sweetness though.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's cool.
It's more the citrus is overpowering. The caramel.
It's like I got a bag of cuties that I get put
bag
in the
cuties. Not the bag of cuties.
Hey, you kids, quit slamming my goddamn door!
Damn.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The bag of cuties that's like fucking $10 now. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
On earth. Fuck. And they like this big. This yeah. Like, anyway.
This shit wild. Anyway.
Yeah, right. This shit wild.
This shit like this shit is average. It's okay.
It's okay.
How much you pay for?
$31.
Okay. I to put it on the same lines as Buffalo Trace, no.
No, not at all. Not at $31.
Because up here, what? Buffalo Trace is $31, $33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah.
You know, it's just harder to find up here.
Mm-hmm.
$29 if you catch a nigga slipping.
Yeah.
State minimum.
$26 if you go back a couple years.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right? I remember that, though. Like, what happened with mm-hmm. that? People start buying that shit or something? Yeah, like, the price went
COVID
up.
COVID happened, and the guy I go to normally, one of the stores I frequent a lot, he said, look, if it's something you like, mm-hmm. buy a bunch of it because it's going to be harder and harder to get
bro,
more expensive.
I'm going to tell you what.
He wasn't lying.
And I should have did that with Eagle Rare because I can't find Eagle Rare anywhere, bro.
Eagle Rare is one of my favorites, and I haven't touched it.
I can't find it.
I just left it. I haven't touched it.
I'm going to tell you what, though. It's demographics, though. During the pandemic, whiskey and bourbon in the hood was so cheap because, like, niggas ain't buying it.
Mm-hmm.
They was upping the price on the tequila and all that. Mm-hmm. Hennessy and shit.
Casamigos was sold out.
Casamigos was sold out. Fucking a Añejo was fucking $90 for a pint. Like, no, they going crazy. But, like, the whiskeys and bourbons and shit, the motherfuckers stay minimum on your ass because they ain't nobody buying that shit.
Right.
I was buying so many bottles from the liquor store that was dusty, bro. Like, real. And, like, when I was asking for it, motherfuckers was like, huh? Oh, you want that? Oh, yes, nigga. Wipe the dust off that bitch and hand it to me.
Shit, I found a bottle of Blanton's over on the south side of Ipsy.
Mm-hmm.
Little-ass liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the hood. Like,
right.
You would never think to look for a bottle of Blanton's. Like, and I wasn't. I was even going there to get some other shit.
And
like,
nobody is.
Exactly.
And that's why
I
was in
and
there.
I looked up, and I was like, bro, is that Blanton's?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I want that, too.
You hell know yeah.
And it was like... Rip. It was still over retail, but it was like $95.
Okay.
You know, so
yeah,
it
wasn't $200. It wasn't $200.
Right, you're right.
The last place I thought it was $200.
Because like retail is $65. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
So like I was like $95. Like, oh yeah, let me get that, bro. Yeah,
you know, run that shit.
Like a little ass liquor store in the middle of Southside Ipsy. It was, it was weird as fuck.
Well, you never would have thought you'd have found it.
All right, so do not smoke a cigar with the Walcott. It brings out a sour taste to me.
Really?
I don't like it at all. So I would not be smoking when I drink this.
Mm.
Yeah, this is. This is definitely about your uncle, your cousin's coming over, I'm bringing this out and shit. You know what I mean?
But what's bad about it is that so a lot of times if I got some whiskey or bourbon and I feel like all right I'm gonna get this to company, I feel like I can still convince them to drink whiskey. Like this ain't even one where I want to say.
Bad.
It ain't bad, it ain't one that I'm going to try to convert it.
No, hell no.
Now, we converted niggas with the Buffalo Trace.
Oh, yeah.
You converted niggas like.
Buffalo Trace, that's blue blood right there.
That made niggas be like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's like Michigan, drink Notre Dame, Florida State, shit, you know.
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado.
South Dakota.
You know. It's a blue blood. Yeah.
All right. So look, man, we gonna step out to the commercial break, and we go when we get back, we gonna give our 1 to 5 Black Power Fist rating. I got a few things to say about it. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. You already know what it is, though. BBW, man. Beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Got the whole gang in here, dog. We'll be right back after the commercial break, man. See y'all in a minute. Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast.
The Taste of Black Spirits presents the Cocktail Concierge event. Get ready to indulge in a unique and exciting experience that celebrates the rich flavors of black spirits. It's going down Friday, September 29th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the elegant 525 West Lafayette Terrace Room in Detroit, Michigan.
And we're back.
And we're back.
You already know what it is, man. BBW's Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. Got the whole gang up in here, dog. Angry Principal holding it down. My man Bo in the building, of course, man. It's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Back in the building, talking about the Walcott. I ain't gonna say I'm disappointed, but I just thought it was gonna be more like Buffalo Trace, the old white dude. He cool, he smoke weed, we fuck with him. But I'm just saying, like, dog, you should never told us it was gonna be like
you
Buffalo Trace.
You had my mouth ready for Buffalo?
No.
No, for real. Like, for
this
real.
This is not it.
Right.
This ain't it.
It ain't
no, it's not Buffalo Trace.
We about to go around the block and get a 1 to 5 Black Power Fist. Again, I'm not saying it's trash, but in comparison, it ain't Buffalo Trace. But, Bo, what you say, dog? 1 to 5
Black Power Fist. Yeah, it definitely ain't Buffalo Trace, man. Like, it ain't trash, but it's not something I would revisit again. Like I said, it's definitely something I'm going to pull out when the cousins and them come over and shit, right?
For sure.
You know, I give it a 2.5. You know, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
911.
What's your emergency?
Yeah, somebody's just broke into my house.
Okay, we'll get a unit over shortly.
Okay, please hurry.
Real quick, can you verify your race for us?
I'm black. I'm sorry. I'm white. I'm full white.
Okay, can you answer a few questions just to confirm?
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter.
Nice. Did OJ do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Okay, who's the best boxer in the United States?
Jake Paul.
King of R&B.
Justin Bieber.
Okay, last question. Say ask.
X. Oh, fuck. No, hey!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This shit very average. That's what it is.
Very average.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about it.
Angry Principal, what you say? So, dog says very average. That's just right,
so this is probably the lowest I've given, but I'm going to give it 1 and 3 fingers.
Damn.
Because
Damn.
Because I can't smoke my cigar with this. Oh. I don't want to drink without having a chance to smoke my cigar.
Yeah.
And so it does not pair well with a cigar at all. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a 1 3/4, 1 3 fingers, however you want to put it.
Yeah.
I just, the fact that I can't smoke a cigar with this because of this bitter sour taste comes out on the end.
Gotcha.
I don't like it, so I'm going to leave it alone. I don't even think I would serve this to my guests.
Damn.
I wouldn't do that to them because, maybe, I can't convert you.
Right.
Like you said, can't convert. We've taken people off of Hennessy with Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace, for sure.
I can't do it with Walcott, so it's not going
to
happen on
there. They not going to feel you like, yeah, you should step over to the bourbon side of the game. They going to be like, nigga, what's that? Like, right. I'm sorry.
So, and then, like I said, I want to have my cigar when I'm drinking, so I can't do it with this one, so I'm giving a 1.35. 1.75, 3 fingers.
I got you. Damn. All right, so I was going to slide it a 2 and shit. I be trying to stay away from the ones. I'm going to slide it a 2.
If it's a 1, it's a 1.
Yeah. Right, if it's a 1, it's a 1.
If it's a 1, it's a 1.
I'm going to slide it a 2 because, like, again, it's not terrible. I think that it's making it worse for me that in my head I was comparing it to Buffalo Trace. I think if I was never making that comparison, I'd just be like, okay, I'll fuck around with it. Nice little citrus sweetness to it, so it's not bad, not overpowering. At 90 proof, though, I have to admit, I think the 86 Scotch from last week was actually stronger. So I think that the 90 is a little bit deceiving because, like, it didn't feel like 90 to me. The sweetness is okay. I got a Fat Bottom Betty still, so that's sweet on top of sweet, so that shit don't really work. Maybe with a stronger cigar, but Angry Principal said that shit don't even work. So this is the thing. I'm going to give it the 2, but I'm still not really going to recommend it. Like, if somebody got it, like, ain't shit else going on, maybe throw a couple ice cubes in it and drink it real fast so you can seem cordial. But I'm not really going, yeah, this ain't it. This ain't it, for real. I'm going to slide it a 2, though. So we got a 2.5, 1.75, and a 2 and shit. Yeah, I ain't really got nothing else to say about it. Like, I wanted to say something good about it because, like, you met
an old white man was cool.
I was gonna say you met a halfway decent old white dude and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He offered his advice on this from the old white man. Maybe we should smoke a joint or something and talk about this because this shit ain't it. But yeah.
Get some of this lava cake over here, though.
Dog, that shit got me fire. Together. Yeah. Shout out to Mary Juana, dog. Yeah. Shout out to Reefer. Last time you called that shit Reefer. Okay, anyway, so we up out here, dog. 2.5, 2, 1.75, dog. Again,
I just try it for yourself. I just smoked my cigar.
Again. Made it worse again.
Made it worse. I'm going 1 and 2 fingers.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
I got to take the Lord this shit.
Dog, this is the first time ever.
Away, man. That was,
dog, that Lord.
They got an adjusted score and shit.
Dog, I'm sorry, y'all. It's just.
This ain't it.
I didn't take my own advice, and I took a puff. And boom, I had a little.
Killed you. All right, so if you're checking this out right now and you ever go to Bo Crib and you see this bottle, it's going to be at the same level next time you see it.
Hey, but.
And if you offer it to you, go ahead and take it.
No, it ain't no.
When I offer it to you.
This is what you're going to get, my nigga. Unless you brought unless you one of these dudes, you know what I mean? This is what you're going to get. All right? Simple as that.
On that note, dog, the Walcott, maybe not so much. But check it out for yourself because obviously everybody's palate is different. So check it out for yourself, man. I will say this, though. It is no comparison to Buffalo Trace, even though it's made by the same company. No, it's not. So get that out your mind and you might be all right. That's it, man. Make sure you check out all the replays at www.everybodylovesbbw. Check out all the merchandise and all that stuff.
I must be drunk because my math is wrong.
What's happening?
1 2 fingers is 1.40. And I'm totally fucked up on this one.
So 1.25 is what you're saying, though,
no,
right?
1.40.
1.4. Okay.
1.4. So, okay. Yeah, I get that. I'm sorry. My math was wrong.
Get me doing math now.
Right. But I just thought about it. I was like, wait a minute.
Hey, fuck all that. That's the reason why I changed my major to fucking communications, because I can't do math.
Man. I'm so drunk.
We out of here, dog.
I'm going to blame it on that.
To the next time, man. BBW, Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast.
What is a lot of liquor?
We have out of here. I got the whole gang here, man. Angry Principal in the building.
I'm drinking what I like and I'm drunk.
My man Bo holding it down.
I say, man.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live. For the 4205,
right,
man.
Now, boy.
Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.